Hey, Steve.
Hi, thanks for your patience.
This is Jeffrey Wells speaking of Hollywood Elsewhere. Nice to speak to you. We've never spoken.
Nice to speak to you, too.
So you're doing the Spirit Awards. That's what we're talking about. The Spirit, I've been going to those things since, the mid-90s, early 90s.
Wow.
And, have you ever been yourself? Have you ever attended?
No, I haven't, no. I mean, I've seen them on TV, and, I've seen the whole thing. But I've never, I've seen tapes of them back, but I've never been to the actual award ceremony itself, no.
I guess when I'm,
That's a big question mark for me, you know, so, I'm a Spirit Awards virgin, about to be deflowered.
When I think of the people that have done the MC, I mean, Samuel Jackson is obviously not a comedian, but he, you know...
Oh, but he's got that Kangol hat, and that helps a lot.
Yeah. and you see who else? Kevin Pollak did it once. He was really funny. Sarah Silverman. But basically, it's a lot about shtick. And when I think of your particular brand of comedic art, I think of, the association I always bring to it is that you're kind of a Peter Sellers-like artist, you know, who really dives into behavior and situations and kind of turns around.
Stuff. Yeah, that's, you're right, you're right. I've just done a big tour, a live tour in the fall in the UK, and that was all me doing character stuff, and very little stuff. Very little of my show is me speaking as myself, almost nothing. But that's how I started out, you know, being me. So I'm just going to dust off for those old gags and see if I can still deliver one-liners. But we'll find out on Saturday if I can still do that.
I think you're always inventive and you're always funny. But are you going to call upon a couple of friends and write up some basic? You know, Borscht Belt, Catskill Mountain shtick.
I'm going to be doing my. I've got my British writer, and I've got an American writer, and the three of us, between us, are trying to cobble together old jokes and then revamp them, reword them, so people think that they're new jokes.
Yeah.
And I've got some, a few of my sort of celebrity pals are going to put some stuff on tape and help me out there, so just in case there's anyone in the audience who are thinking who's this British guy who's hijacking our award ceremony.
It's funny, the what's really a lot of fun about the Spirits is that there's the sense of kind of decorum, palatial decorum that one gets from the Oscars. It's kind of a much looser and a more ribald environment. So it's always a lot of fun.
I'm hoping that plays to my advantage. I'd be more scared if I was hosting a kind of an orthodox, traditional, conservative kind of event, because that would make me super nervous, because I'd feel like I was in a room full of grown-ups. You know? That would scare me. So I kind of like the idea of the tradition of the whole awards thing about being able to just push the boat out a little and take some risks. And I think people attend it in that way, that they're kind of, there's a different kind of attitude to sort of nominees and people arriving there. I think the first thing they do is hand them a glass of champagne as soon as they get out of the cars. So the only thing is, of course, as the evening goes on, people get more and more inebriated, and I'm trying to write my material so it gets less. It starts out sophisticated and gets less and less.
You just said exactly what it's like. The thing that.
Good. Well, so it doesn't matter how far I sink the depths of depravity. There's a few benchmarks that I'm sure I won't pass.
Hey, just to kind of ask about the Sellers thing, the one thing that I always felt that, thank goodness that Peter Sellers had Stanley Kubrick, because he always said that Stanley Kubrick got him in a way that very few others, maybe Blake Edwards got, but I thought that his absolutely finest work was because of his collaborations with Kubrick.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I was just wondering if you were to be pressed to the wall, who would you say... is your Stanley Kubrick now, or who do you feel best?
I'm still waiting for my Stanley Kubrick. I guess Michael Winterbottom has been the closest thing to my Stanley Kubrick. I mean, I've done a couple of movies with him where he kind of has used my what I do comically and has sort of channeled it into something different and more inventive. I'm still waiting for him. I mean, I'd like you to, you know, if you can announce that I'm looking for a Stanley Kubrick to try and bring to fruition my Peter Sellers potential, then I'm available to lunch.
Well, I was going to tell you that my feeling after seeing In the Loop is that Armando Iannucci is a prime candidate. I loved that whole film. I thought that your brief bit was fantastic in that. You know, I loved every single thing about that film.
I'll quote you when I meet up with him. I'll quote you. I'm sure, because I would love to work with him on something. It's a long time since we worked together, and sometimes when you work closely with someone, you need a break.
Yeah.
And we had a break. We've had a break for about 5 or 6 years, and I think if I compare him to Stanley Kubrick, he may well step up to the plate, because we've been trying to think of something to do together for a long time, and
because there's this unmistakable feeling that there is really a very strong, smart, snappy personality throughout that whole thing. You can just feel you're very you feel that you're in the confident hands of someone who knows exactly what he's doing when you're watching.
Yeah, Armando, it was thoroughly enjoyable. I only watched it the other day. It's thoroughly enjoyable to watch, but it has his exactitude written all over it.
Yeah.
He's real. He's great. He's great because he never says that'll do. He's always quite demanding, quite purist in a lot of ways. I'm more kind of, I'm probably more populist than he is. But when we work together, we've somehow achieved things that are more than the sum of our parts.
Yeah. Hey, I never had a chance to ask you this, but being a huge fan of 24 Hour People and a huge fan also of Control, what did you think of Control and the?
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Anton Corbin, he took some photographs of me the other week, which is strange because it was like we talked about the two explorations of that Manchester music scene.
Yeah.
When we were working together.
Yeah.
On this photo shoot, but a huge respect and admiration for it. I think it was very good because it was a very different approach, and it was strange. It was like it was a perfect example of both looking back at similar, well, not similar, at some of the same events.
Yeah.
From different perspectives. It was kind of a lesson in how the duality of how two things can be simultaneously correct and different and true, and because of different perspectives, you know, that what my truth can be different from your truth, and we can both witness the same events, and that those two films are a perfect example of that. I think they should show them both back to back at film schools.
When I sort of watch you and take in your energy and everything, what I always feel is obviously you're excelling and have done exceptional work in a kind of a broad slapsticky behavioral way, but I get this feeling that you're also, there's something very dry and very funny in a kind of a dry, reserved way. I mean, the less broad it is, it's almost the more I laugh. I guess that's why I like the In the Loop, because you weren't really broadening it out that much. You seem to be just in the piece and doing that thing with the backyard thing. I just thought it was great.
Yeah, I know, and you're right. Armando's great, because if he sees me going too broad, he put the brakes on me. So he's a good influence. Yeah, and that's always the best stuff. It's like you always want to know 2 minutes. Yeah. Okay. I'm being told.
Okay. All right.
2 minutes. But I guess I always feel that when you're doing something which is when you do live comedy, you have to be kind of broader. And when you're doing sort of stuff which is for an audience which is more esoteric, you're, what you want to do is try and be communicating whatever the humor is of what you're doing to the audience. Yeah. And I suppose it's like how far back can you stand and still have people see you, as it were? But it's always good because comedy is always better when you make the audience work a little bit.
All right, well, I'll let you go, Steve, but it was awfully nice speaking, and this will be the first year that I won't be there, but best of luck to it. I'm sure you'll be terrific.
Well, I shall quote your Stanley Kubrick thing to Tom Andrew Energy when I speak to him.
Okay, man. Be well.
Take care. Bye-bye.